a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KB Cam and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KB Cam and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Well, 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 can nobody make me feel this way. I tell you, what amazing God, what an amazing God we have on today. I am so, so glad that he found favor on each and every one of us to lift us up and to give us another day to worship and to praise his holy name. What a blessing it is to be here and to serve and to love on each other. I'd like to welcome you to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Wyright, on Elation Radio. I'm super excited that God has been so good to each and every one of us. I say it every week because I believe it every week. He didn't have to do it, but he, you know it, did. And I'm so grateful about it. I'd like to send a shout out to all of you, the listeners that take time out, whether it's your first time listening in or you've listened because of a guest, whatever the issue and the concern has been, I'm super glad you took time out of your schedule to listen in on today. I also want to send a shout out to our producer, our visionary, our CEO, our sister, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, better known as Kimmy Kim. God bless you and your family, our Elation Radio and magazine family. I love to say a beautiful hello to all of those that have sent in prayer requests. I want you to know we are praying. But listen, I want to acknowledge and thank the Lord for my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr., who supports us and prays for us and grows with us. Amen. We say thank God for him, and also for the most important guest of all, the Holy Spirit. We welcome him and thank him for being with us each and every week. You know, if you do something for the Lord, you cannot do it without him. I thank God that he is with us as we pray, as we serve, as we lift his name on high, because he is the reason we're able to do all that we do. So we bless God for him being here with us in the podcast. Now, before we begin, we always start with a word of prayer. Why? Because praying is our communication. It is our way to talk to God. It is how we express our heart and our mind to him, because we recognize he is able. He is good. He is faithful. You can fill in the blanks for yourself. There's so much that he is to each and every one of us at different pivotal times of our lives that we just want to say thank you to him. We want to acknowledge him for all that he is and all that he will do and has done for each and every one of us. Will you join me in a word of prayer? Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you thanking you for another day, thanking you for your Holy Spirit, which leads and guides us all into all truth. We ask that you would lead us on this podcast. We can't do it without you. We need you on today to hear and to answer our heart's desire, to lead us through this word that will be fulfilled. Feeling for us, that we may understand all that you are speaking in this hour. We recognize this world is at peace with some things, but God, there are certainly many other things that cause the heart to be in a place of prayer. We're asking, oh God, that you look over Russia and Ukraine. We ask, oh God, that you look over our president of these United States, Joseph R. Biden. We pray for Kamala Harris, our vice president, all of the White House, all of their families, all of the cabinets, oh God. You see all, and we say thank you. We pray for all of the fivefold ministry. We pray, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for everything that is on the hearts and minds of the believers and those who have not yet chosen you to be Lord. Be with us all, oh God. And we pray for our neighbors, our community, for those that are crying out, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you don't forget the cries of any of us, as you promised you would not in your word. Lead us, guide us, and direct us. Forgive us of our sins, and we will forgive others. Oh my God, we will forgive others, Lord, and be blessed because we're choosing to forgive, oh God. Help us on today, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you may be glorified. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Listen, I don't know about you. I got a little excited because let me say this, when it comes to forgiveness, forgiveness is not just for the other person. It is for yourself. And when we pray, we must ask God to forgive. We don't want to be a people that ask him for forgiveness but cannot forgive. And certainly God reveals all things to us as people of God. When you study your word, when you relate to him, he will relate to you. Let me say that again. When you study your word, you will relate to him and he will relate to you. So it's important for us to understand what relationship is all about. And today, we're going to be talking about steal. I know it's a simple word. It seems like, what does that mean? Steal. What are we talking about today? Are we being steal? Are we doing something? Are we still in the same position? What is this word encompassing in our lives? Well, I want to go straight to the word of God. And we're going to be in Psalm 46, a very familiar passage. But on today, if you will allow this word to minister to your spirit, it will bless you. Remember what I said at the beginning. At this time in our lives, there is so much going on in our world. We have wars, rumors of wars, as in the book of Matthew 24. We have all kinds of issues with initiatives and different things in government, in our neighborhoods, in our communities, in our families. We have so much that are going on. Death. We have sicknesses. I need you to be encouraged on today to know that the word is true. I'm going to say it again. The word of God is true. And we have a choice to believe it and to receive it. We have a choice to understand it and seek his face. But here's the thing. We don't want to live in a world where we see so much chaos and can't utilize the authority and the power that he's given us. He has covered us in the blood of Jesus that we may have the strength to stand through chaotic times. So this word still for me and for you is he is still in control. He is still watching over each and every one of us. He is still with us, no matter how far away it seems he may be. He will never, ever leave us or forsake us. I want you to think about that, because in times when we're in trouble, in times when we find there seems to be no help, in times we find the world is closing in times when we find there's just no strength, I need you to remember he is still in control. So let's go to the word of God on today as we hear and to listen and to help us as we teach on today. I want to say this. I can't make it without him. I know it seems like it's cliche to say it, but I promise you, I cannot make it without him. When we wake up in the morning, it is his good pleasure that he's given us life. What we do with that time, from the time we wake up to the time we rest, is entirely given to us. But isn't it wonderful to understand no matter what you face, he's still in control? Let's see what Psalm 46 has to tell us. This is the New International Version, right? And it begins at verse 1 and says, Psalm 46. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Let's start right there. He is our refuge. That's a hiding place. We can run to him. You know, I know it's a harsh thing with what's going on in Russia, but this word applies to all who believe. They have a refuge. They have a hiding place. They have a security in him. Those that love him, those that are seeking him, those that are crying out have a refuge in him. And strength, strength to continue on, strength to allow him to move in our everyday lives, to allow him the permissible space that we will give him to strengthen us. And then the word says he is a very present help in trouble. How do we know he is a very present help in trouble? I want you to examine your life. I need you to think about the worst time you thought you'd never get through. And now I want you to reflect on that it's over, that you made it through. Why? Because he was a very present help in the time of trouble. So often when we're facing things, we think it'll never happen and come to pass as he did. But the word is clear. He is for us and not against us. And may I disclaim this. It is also because we accept him as our Lord and Savior. There is something called relationship that draws us closer to each other and draws us closer to God. In that relationship and talking to him and reading his word, we become close. Where still, the word still, can manifest in our life. Let's go on. Therefore, we will not fear though the give way. What does the earth give way to? Does the world give way to and the earth give way to trouble? Does it give way to concern, fear? Does it give way to all of those things that box us in? On the flip side of that, the earth is fruit. It is fruitful. Because we receive earth grains and we receive good things from the earth. We need to focus in on when the world does give way, the earth give way, we will not be. And the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, smack dab in the middle. We will not fear. Though its waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. Listen, if you were a captain on a boat, you'd understand the significance of this word. Think about it. Oftentimes when we saw in the movie where there were captains and those that steered the boats, they often had what we know is knowledge. They knew how to steer the boat. They knew how to govern the atmosphere they were in. And they did it with the weight of the boat. They understood the sails on the boat. They understood how many people had to be on the boat. They understood what would cause the boat to sink. They knew if it was torn or broken in any form or way. Why is that important? Because to get to their destination, they had to be prepared. They had to understand where they were. But here's the thing. When the word talks about the waters roaring and foam and the mountains quake with their surging, as they are sailing, when the waters roar and when they rise up, it can be greater than the boat with their end. Now, this depends on if there is a covering on top or if the covering is under the bottom. If they are on the deck, it is a scary thing to believe and see that water can overtake you. I need somebody to catch you. This thing that we've seen in the movies where the water comes up It overtakes the boat. It rocks it from side to side. The people are thrown in the boat, and they don't know which way to go. On today, this world may be just like that boat. It feels like it's being thrown from one side to the other. And in this particular boat, the people can't keep their grips. The water makes it so slick that they just slide. And as they slide, they're looking for a grounding place. Please stay with me. They're looking for a place to hold on that they don't go overboard. They don't go and injure themselves. I need you to stay right there. Now, let's go on and continue to read. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. Listen, this river, the Bible says, whose streams make glad the city of God. What must the city of God look like? We have been told, and it is written, there are streets of gold in the city of God. There is governmental order. There are three gates to the north, three gates to the south, three gates to the east, and three gates to the west. There are sapphires and rubies and diamonds and all of the beautiful gems that we understand in the earth called jewels in the city. It adorns gates and all kinds of doors, and it is beautiful. There are mansions there in the city of God. There is peace there in the city of God. There are loved ones there in the city of God. The city of God is more beautiful than the most beautiful place you can imagine on the earth. Think about Aruba. Think about Bali. Think about beautiful sights of water. Think about Ireland. Think about other places that we watched in the movies, watched in a magazine, watched in a book. But yet, its beauty and happens. It grasps us in. I want you to understand, the city of God is far more beautiful than that. Can you imagine the angels in position, floating and going wherever they need to be? Beautiful they are, in the midst, serving and doing their Father's will, the city of God. Think about it. The holy place where the Most High dwells. He lives there. So can you imagine all this time of our yearning and wanting to see him in the city of God is there where he inhabits. The Bible says God is within her and she will not fall. God will help her at break of day. At break of day. Why is that a significant scripture? How many times have we heard, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Why does there have to be a night for joy to come in the morning? Well, night is a symbolization of trouble. Night is a symbolization of fear. Night is a symbolization of things that can hurt, harm, frustrate, and hold us down. Joy brings light. Joy brings peace. Joy brings an excitement of knowing everything is all right. Everything is all right. So do you mean to tell me right now, the night that we see, the pandemic, the wars, our family concerns and troubles, our things that we know have been pressing or weighing in, that joy is coming. Who brings joy? Who brings joy? Let me veer off for a moment to Nehemiah 8 and 10 that says, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Where do we get our strength from? It's in the joy of the Lord. Not just our physical thought process, not just us feeling a good laugh, not just, it is good medicine for the soul, but joy goes deeper than laughter. It is an assurance and a confidence of peace and enjoyment that only God can give. But it says the joy of the Lord is our strength. Let's go back to the word of God. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. Listen. He lifts his voice and the earth melts. Go back to Moses. Moses couldn't look upon his face. The word describes as a consuming fire. That being true, that when the word says he lifts his voice, the earth melts. I love the word of God because as you study it, you see similarities, you see connections, and you understand its truth. Remember, Moses could not look upon his face. Remember the power that he had, God had, in speaking to him. Lamentation tells he's a consuming fire. Why is that important? So this God that we serve is one to be reverenced. It is. He is one to be honored, to be loved, to be respected, to be feared and loved. Because he's powerful. And in him being powerful, we trust him and we trust his word. Why? Because we are in relationship with him. We are in relationship with him. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Do you know what that means? I wanted to help you to understand. As bad as it seems, no matter what's coming, the word of God lets us know he is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. What is a fortress? Many of you that love medieval times understand the fortress is the safe place. It is the guarded place. It is the place where no one can enter in. It's the place where you have to be invited in. But you can't be invited in as an enemy to get to God's people. I need somebody to catch that. The enemy can't get in to get to God's people unless somebody opens the door. Ever seen the castles and the horsemen and those that had to let the horsemen in? They had to open the gate. I want you to know when the enemy enters your life, you have to open the gate. Then here's the sad part. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy. Which thus forth, at the very beginning, we talked about forgiveness. You have to be able to forgive, because to walk in this world and we say we're connected to God, you're going to be hurt. You're going to be rejected. You're going to be pushed to the side. There's a lot of things in life that's going to happen to you, and you have to learn how to forgive, to allow our fortress to protect us. You wouldn't want to ask for forgiveness and not have forgiveness from God. Therefore, we are in a place of godliness, of living for him, to understand it is vital. It is essential not only to forgive, but to pray and to seek his faith and to understand that he is the fortress. He is your protector. He is your father. He's your Abba Father. He's the one that loves you, cares about you. He's concerned about your thought patterns. He's concerned about what's on your heart and mind. He's concerned about you. He's concerned about everyone that calls upon his name. He's concerned about the prayers of mothers, great-grandmothers, and fathers, and those that care about their loved ones, all capacities, sisters, brothers, whatever the role, that he's concerned about you. If you're not in the family of God, why? Because that is what he does. He loves us. He's concerned about us. How do we know that? There were two thieves on the cross next to Jesus. One had enough wisdom to say, hey, I know I've done wrong. Anybody ever felt like, hey, let me go and confess to you. You know I've done wrong, and because I've done wrong, I need you. I don't want to die like this, but since I know you are who you are, can I be with you this day? Can you? Would you take me with you? Anybody ever feel sometimes, Lord, I know that I'm striving, I'm pressing, I want to speak to you today. Know that God hears you. Know that he's listening. Know that he cares about you. He cares about your thoughts. He cares about your heart. He cares about your mistreatments. He cares about you mistreating. He cares about everything. And he's the only one that can see about it. He's the only one that can fix it. He's the only one that can bring balance to it. But that's only if we give him the permission to do so. I need you to understand his role, his power, his authority, his anointing, his power, not ours. We don't have that kind of power. We walk with him, talk with him when we're in relationship with him. We don't just make decisions and say, oh, this is what I want to do when I'm subjected to him. I go talk to him. Daddy, what do you say about this? Because I know what I want, but this may not be the best thing for me. So, Lord, would you lead me and guide me? And the fortress is right there. Not coming in today. Not going to be able to do it. They will destroy. There will try enemies and things that come to destroy your walk with God. And you've got to stay focused. You've got to stay focused in this hour because it's coming. All kinds of troubles are coming. Why do we know that? The book of Revelation told us it's coming. Now, whether we want to receive it or hear it, that's up to us. But it's coming. Therefore, I don't want to wait to be in relationship. I need to be in relationship with him right now. I need to be able to sit and pray for all of my family, my loved ones, my friends, and my enemies, asking God to save, heal, and deliver. Why? Because we all need him. And as I've been saying, God forbid something occur. Your child is in one place and you are in another. We want our children filled with enough of him to understand he is with them, whether mother or father is not. He is able, and he's their fortress and their protector. Because what can you do if you can't get to them? Have you ever watched, again, the movies? We heard of Columbine. We know about the various shootings that have taken place in the school. We send our children education to be covered, to be taught, to be safe. But there are times when things have occurred in those buildings and in those places and on those grounds, which is why, as the body of Christ, we need to be praying the more. Pray for your children. Pray for their schools. Pray for their lives. Pray, I say, pray. Be strong in the Lord. Don't just send them, but ask God to cover them. Ask God to keep them. Pray for their teachers. Pray for the grounds. Pray for your district. Pray for everybody, the janitor. Pray, because we need God now more than ever. We need him, that our children will be sidetracked or given something or taken something taken from them through our prayers. That blood of Jesus is powerful, and we cover our children with it, that they may be whole, they may be healed, they may be strengthened. Let's continue reading at 8. Come as the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. Listen to this. It's very key. He makes war cease to the ends of the earth. Let me ask you a question. The word of God is clear. He makes war cease to the ends of the earth. How does that happen in the physical earth? Have you ever heard that the Lord touches the hearts of kings, magistrates, government? He speaks to them. He gives them strategy with our Secretary of State, with those that are serving in the military, right there, those that are fighting on our behalf. May I ask a question? Are you praying for them? Are you praying that the right decisions get made? Are we praying that the military, most that have just received and come back home, be kept in a place that before anything is decided, that God will cover them and keep them, that God forbid they should have to go back, that they are well? Are we praying, or are we asleep still? Always sleep, Steve. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He, there again, here comes the word, he burns the shields with fire. Have you ever wondered why so much fire you see in war? But yet, have you ever wondered what God is doing in the fire? What is he doing in the fire? Here's the scripture we, as the body of Christ, often say. Glory to God. He says, be still. Let me say it again. Be still. Hold your position. Be still. Stand upright. Be still. Believe it. Know he's in control. And know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. You all better catch what's really going on. The word of God is true. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Why is he making known that he will be exalted? Because when the dust settles, when it's all said and done, when things look one way to one person and another way to another, this word will not fail. This word will take root. This word will manifest. Why? There's no happenstance that this particular scripture is being given on this day for what we're dealing with in this world. Every week I pray, Lord, what is it that you would like to say to us? How do you want us to say it, God? And each and every time, he amazes me with how in tune he has always been with every single thing that is on the mind of the believers and those who choose to receive his word. It's praying time. It's covering time. It's time to allow God to allow you to pray unlike you've ever prayed before in your life. I'm not talking about your 5 and 10 minutes in the morning. I'm not talking about that opportunity that you say, well, I'm going to go ahead like you're giving him a gift. I'm going to go ahead and pray because you know what? I need to pray more. Bless you. But let me say this. Don't just stop there. I want you to keep pressing in. I want you to keep calling on the name of the Lord. I want you to keep saying he is God. I want you to keep crying out for family. Keep crying out for loved ones, even your enemies. Cry out in this hour. We are at a place we cannot do what we've always done. It is not going to benefit those that are suffering in this hour. Imagine you go to the doctor, but you are in serious pain, but you don't get seen for 8 to 9 hours. How must you feel during the 8 and 9 hours? What if you had someone that came immediately to you and helped you and aided you in your pain? Do you know that is exactly what prayer does? We got to understand it. We got to believe it. We got to seek him. We got to seek him. The Lord said, in this word it is written, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Who going to stand greater than him? Who can take his place? Who can stand as if they created the universe and allow someone else to believe it? Who is that person? Finish up. The Lord, again he says this, the Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. May the Lord and a blessing and a read to the readers, a hearers, and doers of his word. You know, I find the word of God exciting. It is like the best novel you could ever read. And when you study it and break it down and relate it to your life and what's going on in this world, you will find how much he really loves us. To that person who is not committed to giving your life to the Lord, I say to you today, make the decision while you yet have time. Cling to him. Cry out to him and ask him to come into your heart and receive him as your Lord and Savior. Romans 10, 9, and 10 tells you you have to believe in your heart and confess with your mouth. Don't stop just at believing. He knows my heart, but give him all of you. May I say this? When you give him all of you, it's a process. The most thing we have to keep in mind is when we come to the Lord, that it is sometimes, some people are miraculously, instantaneously given over to live the godly life they're supposed to. But for most of us, we have to go through a process. Why? Because there's no good. The day you decide and say, I'm going to serve the Lord, I'm not going to let anything interfere, bother me with this decision I've made, here comes the enemy. And the enemy comes to rattle you, throw you off, make you believe that you're not going to make it in receiving the Lord. But I'm here to tell you, it is worth the wait. It is worth the relationship. It is worth us understanding and knowing he is God. We have to be still. We have to be still. We have to hold our positions. We have to accept the word of God for what it is, how it is, that he may be glorified. Why is that important? Because we're acknowledging him. Just as we've read in the book of Proverbs 3:5, 3, 5, and 6. You're acknowledging him in all things. Not just some things, but all things. All things. You want him to know you care. I want to share a quote with you for you to think about. The quote says, wisdom comes with the ability to be still. Just look and just listen. No more is needed. Being still, looking and listening, activates the non-conceptual intelligence within you. Let stillness direct your words and actions. That quote is by Eckhart Tolle. Let me read it again. Wisdom comes with the ability to be still. Just look and just listen. No more is needed. Being still, looking, and listening activates the non-conceptual intelligence within you. Let stillness direct your words and actions. Again, that is from Eckhart Tolle. Isn't it powerful before we speak? If we allow stillness to give us wisdom, we won't make so many mistakes. I thought that was powerful. I don't know about you, but it was super good to me. I took joy in studying on today, as I do when I'm before the Lord. I encourage you to get to know him in a way you've never known him before. This gospel isn't just for pastors, preachers, prophets. It's for those and whosoever will. You can sit down with your Bible and say, Lord, lead me. And if you fellowship and commune with him, he will do just that. He will show you what's important. So we won't be with an excuse of, nobody taught me. Did you ever come to him when you couldn't find anybody? Did you ever seek him to lead you, guide you, and direct you? Not in what you want to do, all your decisions. Lord, I just don't have enough wisdom to make this decision. Every relationship I have, I value. Why? Because God allowed them in my life. And on today, I had the highest honor early this morning. I know this is Women's Month. But the greatest woman I ever met and knew was my mom. She birthed me, but she lived the example before me to teach me what a woman really was. And she gave us hope. She instilled in us value that long after she's gone, still yet honor her. And I said this, that we are the gift of her legacy. And as we honor her through flowers, we are the flowers. So you don't want to be a flower that stinks, that's wilted, that's broken, that's not good. You want to be a sweet-smelling savor until your father's nostrils. When we think about Women's Month and Happy Women's Month to all, I want to say, don't just look at well accomplished in the sense of, oh, this one has a degree and that one doesn't, and that one that doesn't have what this one has is not. We're valuable because we're breathing, living, and created from God, which said in the word, it says that when he created us all, it was good. Remember when you honor that you're honoring because God's grace is upon you. So I want to encourage you on today. I have some announcements I'd like to share with you, and I want you to take these to heart. In the city of St. Louis, there is a wonderful organization called the Annie Malone Organization. They have 134 years of services, and their annual May Day Parade weekend is fastly approaching. The Friends of Annie Malone Awards reception will be Friday, May 13th, 2022 at 6 p.m. The Greek Night of Celebration will be Saturday, May 14th, 2022 at 7 p.m. The annual May Day Parade for Kids, which will be Sunday, May 15th at 2022, of course, at 1 p.m., and it will be in downtown St. Louis. Let me tell you about the May Day Parade. It honors Annie Malone's home, which is for children with that are in a situation called life, that God has afforded them a home to be loved on and cared for by professionals as well as the caring community, that they may find their forever home. But until that time, they have a loving home, and it's called the Annie Malone Home for Children. Now, I want you to contact David Boltnet, and I'm hoping I said it right, or Boltnet, and it is spelled B-O-U-D. I'm sorry, it's Boltnet, B-O-U-D-I-N-E-T. He is the special events planner, and you can reach him with the spelling of his name, David, D-A-V-I-D, B-O-U-D-I-N-E-T, at AnnieMalone.com for more information. Good information to have and to know, because listen, in St. Louis, this is the parade. You dress up, you get your family, everybody comes, they enjoy themselves, and listen, don't play, because in this particular parade, oh, you've got to dress. You've got to bring your lawn chairs. You sit on the side and you dance, and you celebrate those that are in the parade. And let me tell you who's in the parade. Usually there are schools, there are communities, there are artists. It is a fun time to celebrate for the children themselves, and floats and things of that nature. It's a wonderful time. Please add that to your calendar so that you can remember the Annie Malone's Children's May Day weekend. All right, we're moving along. It's not a man's world. A one-woman show, one night only, Saturday, March 19th at the Westport Sheraton Hotel. The show starts 7 p.m. This show is presented and performed by our very own Dr. Marty K. Casey. If you've never seen her in a performance, I promise you, you won't be disappointed. This one-woman show, I've seen two times and praying about going back a third time. And this show will be in honor of the military, different ones that are serving, and it's going to be under the St. Louis servicewomen.com/tribute. This is who this will be serving with her. She has various characters that you have to see in live form. And guess what? She's already committed to coming on closer to the event to share information with us about this one woman show. I promise you, you don't want to sit on this. You want to get your tickets as soon as possible. You want to contact the St. Louis, let me get it again for you, servicewomen.com/tribute. The tickets are $20. Please make sure you attend. It will be something you'll never forget. And if I can say it, bring your tissue. But I didn't say it, bring your tissue. It's great. She's a phenomenal actress, activist, and woman of God. Please support her. Now, I also want to remind you that our Elations family, hey, our Elations family from Ashes to Beauty will have our Friday night series, and we want you to tune in on Clubhouse this weekend on Friday. Will be Apostle Beauty Cooper. Listen, dynamic woman of God. You do not want to miss it. Add it to your calendar. If you're not on Clubhouse, you can look under my page, Michelle Y. Wright, as well as Michelle Wright is what it is on Facebook, or Kimmy Robinson. We will have a link. We would love for you to download the information, download the link so that you can join Clubhouse, and then join our From Ashes to Beauty Club, on Clubhouse. Join our group. Join our page. Join our room. We would love to have you. Again, download the information if you do not and are not currently on Clubhouse. Download it. Make sure you get on. Join our room. We would love to have you. And this week's speaker is Apostle Beauty Cooper. Kudos to all of the women that have spoken thus far. Our own Dr. Rhonda Bellows, our own Pastor Alicia Curry, myself, and now Apostle Beauty Cooper. Make sure you tune in. I want to also say, if you're going through a very rough time right now and you need resources, we would like for you to contact the United Way St. Louis. You can reach them by dialing in the St. Louis area 211, or you may contact them via the internet under the United Way, and they will link you into referrals and information that would be able to assist you. We also have the Urban League St. Louis. Again, that is Urban League St. Louis. They offer 55 programs. And in their 55 programs, I am certain there is something to assist you. Please contact them at ulstl.com. That's ulstl.com. If you have a community announcement and you'd like for me to read it, you can send that to me at Michelle Wright, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, on Facebook via Messenger, or you may email it to me at leadingwright@gmail.com. If you'd like to personally get in contact, you can use those two, as well as LinkedIn under Michelle Wright. And on Instagram, It is his blessed girl seven. That's his blessed girl seven. We want you to know we are concerned about you. We are praying for you. And we want you to know we believe God answers prayer. If you will be so kind at this time, we'd like for you to join in with us with our closing prayer. Again, we say thank you to Kenny Kim for always doing what you do. I say thank God for all of you, the listeners that listen in. And let's be supportive of one another. Let us also encourage and pray for one another. I also want to honor the women for Women's Month. I want to say, if it's your birthday month, happy birthday from us all. We want you to know that we love you. We're praying for you. Maybe it's not your birthday. Maybe you've gotten a new job, a new car, a new house. Maybe you just decided you're just going to make healthy changes. You're going to do more this year than you decided you did last year. We celebrate you. On the other hand, there are times when loved ones pass, things happen, people are ill. We send our love out to our own family, the Owens family. We are praying. We thank God. We send prayers out to Bishop Courtney Jones' family. We love you all. We're praying for you. We send prayers out to each and every one of you where a loved one is on. We want you to know we are praying for you and your family. Perhaps they're not passed on. Maybe they are in a hospital. Maybe they've gone through COVID. Maybe something else has happened. We are praying for the McNair family. We are praying for the Scott family. We are praying for all that are in need of prayer at this hour, which includes me and you. We can never think that prayer is not necessary for us. Whether we feel we're good or not, prayer is welcome. I also want you to be encouraged to know, just as we've given those resources for needs to be met, kudos to our very own Urban League St. Louis. On February 26th, they had a food drive, blessed our community. God bless you. I also want to say a thank you to Life Coach Sierra Rivers for having me as your guest on Clubhouse. We thank God for you. And we thank God for each and every one of you for all that you are doing. You have our contact information for prayer, for invites, anything that God lays on your heart. We pray over those things. We share those with our Elation staff and Elation family because we are family. So we thank God for each and every one of you. Will you join me with prayer as we close out? Father God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for who you are, what you've done, and what you will do. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for hearing. Thank you for answering. Thank you for giving us a word to hold on to in the midst of these tumultuous times. Thank you that your word fails us not. Thank you that you will do exactly what you said. You constantly reminded us that you are with us and you are our fortress. You reminded us to be still and know that you are God. Would you bless all of these community entities that are striving to do your work before you return? Bless every church, every ministry that is serving you and serving you with understanding for these last days. We say thank you, oh God. We ask that you save, heal, and deliver on today, oh God. Someone's praying for a husband. Someone's praying for a daughter, a son, a mother, a father. Somebody's praying because they know only you can answer on today. We are praying, oh God, for all those that have crossed our paths, that it helped us to become all that we are. And we give glory to you, glory to your name, and we give honor to them, oh God. I lift up my mother, who was a beautiful woman of God that imparted into my life. I'm so forever grateful for what she's done for me and my siblings, that after she's gone, after she's left this physical realm, we still have a peace in a joy that only comes from you because you allowed her to teach us how to live. We say thank you. We say thank you for every woman for Women's Month. May you encourage them, strengthen them, help them, and allow them to be all that they can be. We pray for everyone seeking your faith, whether it is for salvation, a need, a provision, whatever it is. We know you're able, and we're trusting you on today to do it. We're asking, oh God, that you keep a look and a watch over the Elation Radio and Magazine family, God, as there are many of us doing many things. Watch over us, protect us, put the fortress around us as we serve for your name's sake, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you will keep up our visionary CEO and woman of God, Kimmy Robinson. Be with a leader, guide, and director, God, in all that she has to do for the growth and all that she's done. God, you used her mightily, and you're not done. We thank you for her. We thank you for her love, and thank you for her vision. We pray that you will bless her and her family and all of us in the Elation family. We pray, oh God, for our communities. And we prayed, oh God, for our government. We ask, God, for any unspoken requests that you take care of those too. We're depending on you. We're leaning on you. We need you, God. I'm lifting up our ministry, God, asking that you be with my husband, Pastor Don, and I as we go forth, as we teach, as we do your will. Help, oh God, in every area of which we need, oh God. And we say thank you, God, for what you've done and what you're about to do for all of us. God, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your favor. We thank you for time. We thank you for hearing during us. Now, Father, if there are any unspoken requests, we ask that you take care of those too. We love you. We appreciate you. And we desire to be used for your glory, that you will see that the kingdom is enlarged because of your children, all of your children, serving and doing your will, that you may receive the glory. So we say thank you, we praise you, and Lord, lead, guide, and direct us again. Forgive us all of our sins, and then we forgive others that we may be forgiven. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, listen, we come to the close of another podcast. We ask that you will be with us on this coming Wednesday, if the Lord says the same, 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We thank you for joining us on the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Von Wright. Until next time, may the Lord bless you, cover you, keep you, and love on you even the more. In Jesus' name is our prayer. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.